everyone. We are continuing on page 5. Moving on to page 6, we are discussing the dinim of Netilas Yadayim 4. Before Birkas Kohanim, we discussed the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos yesterday. What's the reason of the Netilas Yadayim? The Rambam held it just like any other time, where you need to wash your hands, make sure they're clean before Talmud Torah, Tefillah, v'chulei v'chulei. As opposed to Tosos says, it's dummy to the Kohanim in the base of Migdash that they had to wash their hands before doing their avoda. So too, the Kohanim have to do their avoda right now and do Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, we wash their hands. And we discussed the nafkamina was, if they've already washed the Tiyas Yadayim Shachris, do they have to wash again? According to the Rambam, they do not. According to Tosis and Rav Rishonim, they have to wash their hands again right before Birkas Kohanim. We read it inside Afal Pisha, Nagla Kohanim Yadayim Shachris, Sivav, Choser Minotlin Yadayim Ada Perak Shu Chibur Hayad V'Azra. They have to go back and wash their hands again. They have to wash their hands again. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out over here that sometimes we will rely on the Rambam. If it was not for the sheet of the Rambam, these cases perhaps would not be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, Dibur Maslo, the Sifkat and Chaf, he says, if you're in a place where there's no water, so katva achronim dinuchol lismoch al shita sarambam. There you could be somich on the shita of the Rambam. The sphere the yotzei mitzvah sedaim shenaltu b'shachros yotzei with the mitzvah sedaim. There you wash your hands in the morning. But very importantly, koshelo yisiach taitu v'yadoshelo nagam b'makom mitunaf. That's only if they were careful not to touch makom mitunaf. They went ahead and went to the bathroom in between, or they scratched their head. They scratched parts of the body that were dirty. So they would not be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. Their hands are dirty. They would not be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. It comes out lalach lamaisa. If a Kohen does not wash Nagel Vas in the morning, does not wash his hands in the morning, and he comes to the Birkas Kohanim and he tries to go up to the... He is not allowed to duchen without washing his hands. He needs to wash his hands. It's ma'akev Birkas Kohanim. Only where he washed the Tiyas Yadayim Shachris and he can't do it now, then we're somach on the sheet of the Rambam. But if he does not have that and he's not... Can you not wash his hands in the morning? You don't even have the sheet of the Rambam to rely on, and therefore it's going to be ma'akev in Netilas Yadayim. However, going back to the Iker to dinner, we said we really go like Tosos, and therefore it's dumi to the base of Migdash, and that's why we write over here, unlike a lot of people pointed out afterwards, that sometimes Kohanim not so mak, but they're supposed to wash their hands until the perek, all the way until where the hand and the wrist meet. Up until the wrist, he has to wash his hands. Okay, so we said we have to go until the perek. You have to wash your hands until the perek of the yad, and therefore the Kohanim should take off their tefillin up until that point, so there's room that the Levim go ahead and wash their hands. Okay, Mr. Brun, see, cutting your test quotes exactly what we said before. Iker Natila asked Mechur Rabbanan Akrai. The real reason for it, Natila Sedai, recorded Tosos, Shenemar, Su Yudechem Kodesh, Ubarcho Es Hashem, Kolomer. Kishetisu Yudechem Kodshu, Kocha Rotam Betchila. When you're going to go and bless the Kodesh Baruch's name, we go ahead and Mekadesh your hands first, behind in Natila. V'acher kach baruchu at birkas Hashem v'birkas Kohanim v'anetilat tzrich lios b'mayim dafka, and also another halacha is it has to be with water dafka v'lo mo'el kam midi menakeim k'mo b'tefila. Unlike tefila, where if you don't have water you can rub your hands on any abrasive surface, so we can discuss in Hilchos tefila the kol midi menake over here for birkas Kohanim that does not work. You need mayim dafka to the Kohanim in the base of Migdash. You have to do it right away. Okay, what about a kli and koach gavra? So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Kav Aleph tells the funny ada perik kohen on mikdash yadav lavodelu. He said just like the kohen who does the avodah in the base of mikdash v'al kei katva achronim de efshar de beinian dafka natila bekli v'koach gavra. It's efshar that you need dafka from a kli and koach gavra v'shelo yu mishtanim mamayim ebriyasim v'yakol panim revias mayim. So you need a lachas doing it to the base of mikdash. You need a kli, possibly dafka. Okay, it's mashma over here that it's not going to ma'akiv if you don't have a kli, because he just says derech efshar, but you should definitely go ahead and use a kli. We discussed a little bit about the Levium washing the Kohanim's hands yesterday. That's what the Mechaber passing over here. The Levi washes the Kohanim's hands. If there are no Levium, we learned yesterday that then a Bechor has the ability to go ahead and wash the Kohanim's hand. If there's no Bechor, then the Kohanim go ahead and wash their hands. He's chayav to do it. He says over here, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Kishain Levi, Yutzak Bechor Petarechem, then the Bechor should go ahead to Gankin Kodesh Ketzas. Okay, and if there's no bechor, then Yisrael does not go ahead and do it, and just the kohen goes ahead and washes his hands. Okay, that's what this kasha thing. The poskim do describe there's a prechadish that writes that when you have, let's say, a Levi Talmud Chacham, and the Kohanim are on the Amaratzim, maybe it's not covered for the Levi to go ahead and wash the Kohanim's hands. Oh, we saw if the guys who died by Rav Nevin Salah, we saw by our own eyes, Marina Rabin Rav Nevin Salah himself goes to wash their hands, Rosh Hashiva goes to wash their hands. So the Chora, not everyone is makbid on the Spree Chodesh they hold nowadays, either that we don't have Din Amaratzim, or there's not real Din Talmud Chacham, whatever the reason is, they are not makbid, and they go ahead and mekayim this din of the Levi going ahead and washing the Kohanim's hands. Okay? Seder. The Beralach over here. Sorry, let's move on to see Zion inside and a couple more things. Here, in Dibur HaMaskel, Chozrim V'notulim, sorry, before I get to the Beralach, I'll just read Siv Zion inside. Siv Zion says, Imnotul HaKohen Yadav Shachars, Uberach HaNetil HaSidayim, if the Kohen washes Netil HaSidayim Shachars, and he already made Netil HaSidayim, Lo Yachzer Levarach Kishenotul Yadav L'Nesiyas Kapayim. He does not go ahead and make a new bracha. He do not make a bracha on Nesiyas Kapayim. The question is why? Why is there no bracha if it's a chiyuv to wash Netil HaSidayim before Birkas Kohanim just by Lelechem? Why don't we make a bracha of Netil HaSidayim? Why don't the Kohanim make a bracha of Netil HaSidayim before Birkas Kohanim? And this becomes a machlokas in the posting. The Darki Moshe and the Magen Avraham say, it's also a Sat Meduyek over here in the Mechaber, the reason is because you already said Netil HaSidayim in the morning, and therefore, according to Shitas HaRambam, you already yotzei your chiyuv even for Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, because the Safek Bracha is because it's Rambam, we do not make a bracha later on, really, even though, really, you should have made a bracha. Really, you should make another bracha on Netil HaSidayim for Birkas Kohanim, but because the Sheet of the Rambam, you already yotzei Netil HaSidayim the first time you washed your hands, that's why you do not go ahead and make the bracha. And that's the first Deya over here brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. He says over here, Dile'inim bracha, samchinan, sivkotin kavdalot. Okay, therefore, then over here, according to the Magen Avraham now, the Darki Moshe, Sa'an the Mechaber, I believe, is because of Dafkim lo naga b'makom metunaf lo yisiach da'ito b'intayim. That's only then if you did not have a hesach da'ito, you did not touch something metunaf from the time you wash your hands and said Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Avali misiach da'ito b'intayim v'kol shekein. If you touch the makom metunaf, tzarich lekuli alma levarich atan in the tila. According to Magen Avraham, Kain Katav Magen Avraham and the Darki Moshe would all say if they touch makom metunaf, they would have to make a new netilas yadayim when they go ahead and do Berkas Kohanim. However, Lach Lamaisa or Machmar for the second sheet over the Eli Rabba. The Eli Rabba says that there was no takana of netilas yadayim of the bracha of netilas yadayim for Berkas Kohanim. Therefore, if the Mishnah Berurah brings out. The Mishnah Berurah paskins Savi Brachas Ahak, like the Rab over here, the meaning is that the Kohanim never make Al Netilas Yadayim. It's very interesting though. According to the first meaning, Kohanim wrote Boskin, really, there is a Bracha of Netilas Yadayim on Birkas Kohanim, just we don't make it because we're Koshish for the Rambam. However, we pass on the Lach like the Eli Rabba, and that's why we never see the Kohanim go ahead and make a bracha, because perhaps there was no takana of the bracha of Netil HaSidayim for Birkas Kohanim. Now, moving on to that Beralach that I mentioned before, Dibur HaMaskel, going back to the original page, Chozrim V'notan Yodeyim, on page 5, the Beralach writes over here, Katav HaMagen Avram, the Magen Avram says, based on the Pasuk, we have a concept of Siyu Yidechem Kodesh HaBarucho as Hashem, Takef Netilah Bracha. Right after you wash, you're supposed to make the bracha. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says, "Katav Magen Avraham, Aser Lishos Kedei Hiluch Esri Mushtaim Am Ben Netilah Bracha." The Magen Avraham says, "You should, since you're supposed to make the bracha immediately after washing Netilas Yadayim, you shouldn't even walk the time it takes to walk 22 amos. So the time it takes water talks 22 amos is about 12 seconds or so. Okay, that is a very difficult, especially having many Kohanim, for that to be makbid on that." Therefore, the Eli Rabba disagrees with Katzach Litol Samach Liritzei. Therefore, those who are makkah to wash Dafka Samach Liritzei, like the Rosh Hashiva pointed out, some are makkah. Ve'achazin lo yarich b'ritzei. Ube Eli Rabba katov the samchinim bazel a poskim nein tzarch klal and tiel siyadayin kishanatul yadav shachars. The Eli Rabba says we can be samach once again. Now, you don't really need to do it right. Samach to shachars. You could be samach on your tiel siyadayim shachars. And therefore, b'di'evid, if you didn't do it right away, it's not such a big deal. Because according to the Rambam, if you could be yotzei already in Shachris, obviously you don't have to do it right away. And therefore the Rambam says you could be Samach on the Rambam lenient. Zal. Mikol Makom says the Bir Alacha. L'chatchila tov lizar b'mezeh, b'mad efshar. What you could be makbad, I'm better than be makbad. So there's not so many kohanim, and if you makbad to try and do it right before birkas kohanim, that would be better. Once again, you have to be a chacham though. If you have many birkas kohanim, everyone can't be makbad on this, or else you're going to be makbad the whole tzibur. The whole tzibur is going to be waiting for the kohanim to come, because they all want to be the last one to wash their hands. So then, in that case, we just know somech on Eli Rabba and wash hands even before that. But one more thing the Chavetz Chaim brings down based on this. He says, if tekef nantila bracha, you're supposed to do bracha right after nantila siyadayim, he says, therefore, v'lachein tov lizar l'chatchila shelo lasuach bein nantila l'bracha. A kohen should be makbid not to speak between nantila siyadayim and the birkas kohanim. It's like washing for bread. You wash, you don't speak until you make a motzeh. Same thing over here. You wash, you're not supposed to speak. Besides for the fact that it's Chazaz HaShas, you're not supposed to speak during Chazaz HaShas. But also over here, because of Birkas Kohanim, they're not supposed to speak between then and Birkas Kohanim. This one hara kasha I had, though, is if it's really dumi to the Kohanim in the base of Migdash, the Kohanim, they wash, they do their avodah, they're speaking during their avodah, l'chora. They're not doing, maybe they don't speak between the washing and the beginning of the avodah. Once they start the avodah, it's all Sarach Avodah. No, okay.
It's like ah,
I hear. Okay, it's good. That's good. That's good. I mean, but then we have to assume that the Kohanim didn't. Okay, very good. So therefore, the Kohanim should try not to speak between the Netilas Adayim and the Bracha Kohanim the Ber Alach, and they should try and do the Netila Samach Leberkas Kohanim B'mad Efshar according to this Magen Avraham. Okay, a couple more things is Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes that a Kohen who has to go to Birkas Kohanim, he does not have to worry about people who are davening in front of him. As we learned last year, the halacha, you're not supposed to pass someone in the middle of Shemona Esrei in order to go do Birkas Kohanim. And Moreno Rabbeinu Davidson said the same thing. To go wash Netilas Yadayim for Birkas Kohanim, also they're allowed to pass by someone who is davening, by someone who's davening in this case. Davidson did say if it's possible, he knows this is always happening, then perhaps to go ahead and wash Netilas Yadayim before Shemona Esrei, between end of Pesukim Zimra, in order that they don't constantly have to walk past. But the maker of the dinner, it is mutter to pass by even if someone is davening Shemona Esrei. Okay, so Adkan for today. Ezrat Hashem will continue more in Brisbane.